Welcome, welcome to all the Eagle FM listeners. You are now tuned in to another edition of the Eagle Sports Zone. As always, I am your host, Hende, for the evening. I will be with you until the hours of 8 p.m. Today's edition of the Eagle Sports Zone, Eagle FM's in-house sports program where we discuss all things sports. On the Eagle Sports Zone, we like to focus on the things behind the scenes that make what we see on the field happen. Whether that's sports marketing, sports governance, sports infrastructure, sports psychology, sports management, anything you can think of, we've more than likely discussed it on the Eagle Sports Zone. And if we haven't, we will in the near future. So welcome. Stay tuned in on Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station, for another great edition of the Eagle Sports Zone. And today, it is going to be all about the African Union Sport Council Region 5 Youth Games that we, Namibia, between Windhoek and Swakopmund, are hosting. Started on the 4th of July all the way until the 14th of July. The eyes of the continent, potentially the world, are on us at the moment as we host 10 different nations, primarily SADC nations. So that's your Angola, South Africa, Zimbabwe, Zambia, Botswana, Mozambique, Eswatini, Lesotho, Malawi, and Namibia, of course, are competing. Athletes, ages, they say under 20, but honestly, I think it's more of an under 18 tournament. I'm yet to encounter a 19-year-old athlete at these games. But nonetheless, as I said, this will be a Region 5 Youth Game-centered broadcast. So if you'd like to chime in, the number in the studio, of course, as always, here in Windhoek is 0832-888-401. That's 0832-888-401. If you'd like to chime in with any questions, any comments, maybe you have concerns. And if all goes well, we will have a special guest joining us here in the studio. A very special guest, actually. But I won't reveal the guest until they are able to confirm their attendance. Just so I don't get your hopes up and then disappoint you in the end. We'll have two guests today, actually. One will be coming for sure, and the other is pending, still loading. But nonetheless, we still have a great show lined up for you. As always, if you haven't already, the one thing you need to do is grab your phone right now. Open your app store, whether that's the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. Type in Eagle FM Namibia. Hit download. Or if you've already downloaded it, hit upload to get access to the latest version of the Eagle FM mobile application. This application lets you listen to your favorite Eagle FM programs, not just in your car, not just on your, as you're used to listening to radio. No, the Eagle FM mobile application allows you to listen to your favorite talk radio station on the go, wherever you are, 24/7. If you're connected to the internet, then you are connected to Eagle FM. Whether you're going to the store, whether you're doing laundry, whether you're taking your kids to school, whether you're taking your kids to the park, whether you're in a boring meeting, Eagle FM can and will always be with you simply by downloading the Eagle FM Namibia mobile application. And if you've missed a broadcast, a live broadcast for whatever reason, you couldn't tune in, maybe you're at work, maybe you fell asleep, maybe you had a dinner, whatever it is that you had and you couldn't tune in live to your favorite program, fear not. No need to fear. We have you taken care of. Simply go to the podcast section in the Eagle FM mobile application and you will be able to listen to whether that's the Eagle Sports Zone from last week, the one from last month, last year, or if you have a show, maybe you missed Mind the Gap from 3 years ago. It's available for you in the podcast section of the Eagle FM mobile application. Speaking of mobile application. And by the way, the Eagle FM mobile application works anywhere in the world. You know, we have people listening to us from that message us all the time, listening to us from the UK, listening to us from Australia, listening to us from the USA, listening to us from Russia. So we're worldwide. So if you call in, know your message is being transmitted to the world. So talk to us, not only to us, but talk to the world. As I was saying, speaking of mobile applications, another mobile application that you should download if you haven't already, and if you have, that you should update, is go in to your App Store, whether that's Google Play or Apple App Store, type in IMBA, I-M-B-A. That's I-M-B-A, the IMBA mobile app. That is the revolutionary hymn book that is in the palm of your hand. This app has hymns in English, hymns in Silozi, hymns in Oshiwambo, hymns in Oshiherero, hymns in German, hymns in Afrikaans, hymns in Portuguese. Whatever hymn you can think of, there's a 99.999% chance that it is in the IMBA mobile application. This application, you know, whether it's you're at church, you're at funerals, you're at weddings, you're at a baptism, wherever it is that you sing your hymns, simply pull out your phone and have access to all your hymns. And there are new features on the IMBA mobile application. New premium features, I should add. These are fantastic features, such as hymn melodies that can sing to you. As you're singing the hymn, they provide the nice background tune for you. It's vacancy adverts, tender adverts. You gain access to priority support. So if you'd like to access these premium features, once again, to make sure that your app is up to date, costs you $0 to update your app, costs you $0 to download the app as well, of course. And navigate over to the profile section to become a premium subscriber. Also, if you want to have your hymns in your favorite hymns in a nice list, there will be a tab for you where you can collect. Simply click the heart button on the app and you'll have all your favorite hymns in one place. And that is also one of the many great premium features. Both the Eagle FM and IMBA mobile applications, you will see, have some great, great digital displays for you to interact with. These displays honestly make you a smarter human being. That's the simplest way I can put it. Whether it's you're looking for a job, whether you just want to know the latest, let's say, census statistics, whether you're looking for reports from the World Bank, various economic reports, constitutions, any worthwhile document that you may have seen here and there online or that someone might have sent you, I can guarantee you it is in the IMBA and Eagle FM mobile applications. And how you access them is simply follow the instructions in the interactive billboard that is there displayed for you. Usually it will say something like, click here to access. Once you tap on there, boom, you are now smarter than all of your friends because you use the IMBA and Eagle FM mobile applications. Alternatively, if you are unable to use a mobile application, you can listen to Eagle FM programming on the website that you can access with your desktop, laptop, iPad, cell phone, smart TV, smart car. Even I'm sure some of you have browsers in your cars. www.eaglefm.com.na, and you'll have access to Eagle FM. Podcasts are also available for you there. You can simply search in whatever program you're looking for, and the whole discography will pop up there for you. As always, stay tuned to all our social media pages. That's Eagle FM Namibia and the Villager newspaper to stay up to date on the latest news, both local and international. And in the last few days, you would have seen a plethora of Region 5 youth games content on there. And tomorrow, speaking of the Villager, is Monday, meaning that the Villager paper will... meaning that the Villager paper will be published. If you haven't subscribed, yet to the Villager, simply send us a WhatsApp message. Very crucial that it's a WhatsApp message and that you save the following number that I'm about to give you if you'd like to subscribe to the Villager e-paper for a total of $0 and 0 Namibian cents. The number is 081-200-4144. That's 081-200-4144. Send us your email address as well if you'd like to receive it via email. Either way, you will receive the Villager paper every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday directly to your mobile device before you even wake up. It's right there ready for you. It can be the first thing that you read in the morning. Wake up and informed citizen of not just Namibia, but of the world. And on the other side of this, we'll get in to the Region 5 games. That's including the opening ceremony and more as we anticipate the arrival of our special guest. We will be right back after this.
Great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. Today we're talking about the African Union Sport Council, that is the AUSC Region 5 Youth Games. And they're off to an exciting start, I can say that, as someone that has been on the ground for some of the events. I can tell you that the energy is in the air, it's definitely palpable. The you can feel the excitement not only from the athletes, but from the spectators that are coming there as well. It's being greatly supported. Especially by the athletes are supporting each other is what I'm trying to say. Whether it's, just Team Namibia supporting Namibia at other events, or what I'm even seeing now is just the athletes of other countries just spectating two sides and, trying to enjoy the show. But, let's start with the opening ceremony that took place on Friday evening at a very, again, I was there for that at a very chilly Independence Stadium. Was surprised to to see so many people fight the cold there, including our president. Our president, Netumbo Nandi Ndaitwa, she was there as well. She gave a, she was a keynote speaker. We'll listen to her speech in just a moment. But, other dignitaries that were there include obviously the Minister and Deputy Minister of Education, Innovation, Youth, Sports, Arts and Culture, include, the Prime Minister, include the former Minister of Sports, obviously your leaders from the Sports Commission, various continental leaders were there as well. So it was a, well-attended event from a delegate point of view or from a dignitary point of view. Not as many people from the public there that, at least in my mind, I thought there would be more people, but considering the weather and perhaps considering the location as well, but, nonetheless, still a great ceremony. Like I said, the athletes, at least from the outside, seemed very excited to be there, even in the cold. And our president was there as well, as I alluded to earlier, and she was there for the entire ceremony. She didn't just come for her address and left. So she was there for probably at least 3 hours, if not longer. But let's take a listen to what our president had to say at the opening of the Region 5 Youth Games.
Africa we want.
Para chegar então na África que você quer.
It's articulated in Agenda 2063.
Na articulação da Agenda 2063.
And the young people present here today,
os jovens presentes hoje,
are using the Region 5 Youth Game as the building block to the Africa we want.
Estão a usar os jogos da juventude da região 5 para edificar o bloco da África que nós queremos.
It is therefore an honor for me.
Por isso é uma honra para mim.
And more particularly for Namibia.
E sobretudo e especialmente para Namibia.
To host this celebration of talents.
Acolher esta celebração de talentos.
Resilience.
Resiliência.
And the unifying spirit of sports.
E o espírito unificador do esporte.
Accordingly, I join other Namibians.
Eu junto-me a outros namibianos.
To welcome you all to this important event.
A dar-vos todos boas-vindas a este importante evento.
And for those who traveled from other countries.
E a todos que viajaram de outros países.
I'm saying on behalf of our government.
Eu digo em nome do nosso governo
and the entire Namibian nation,
e em nome de toda a nação namibiana,
I warmly welcome you to Namibia.
Apresento-vos as calorosas boas-vindas à Namíbia,
the land of the brave,
a terra dos bravos,
and be home away from home.
E estejam em casa, sintam-se em casa, longe de casa.
Director of ceremonies.
Diretora de cerimônias.
For all purposes and intent.
Com todos o propósito e toda esta possibilidade de avançar.
Games are far more
os
than
jogos,
just a competition.
Os jogos vão para além da competição.
They are a profound testimony to our shared belief.
É um profundo testemunho da nossa crença.
In the power of the sports to transform the lives and build nations.
No poder do desporto para transformar a vida e construindo a nação.
Sports in its pursuit form teach us discipline.
O desporto na sua forma tem disciplina, construa disciplina.
Teamwork.
e edifica o trabalho em equipa.
Perseverance.
Perseverança.
And grace of both victory and defeat.
E, portanto, suprimir o espírito de derrota ou na vitória.
Sports is a vital school of life.
Portanto, é vital para a vida, é vital.
That molds not just the athletes, but responsibility and resilient citizens.
E cria responsabilidade nos cidadãos.
In hosting this game as a nation,
ao acolher este jogo como nação,
we believe unequivocally in our youth.
Acreditamos na nossa juventude.
You are our presence.
Vocês são a nossa presença.
And undoubtedly our future.
E também vocês são o presente e são indubitavelmente o futuro.
We believe by investing in a platform like this one, we are investing in the health.
Acreditamos que ao investir numa plataforma como esta, investimos na saúde,
well-being,
bem-estar
and inspiration of our people in the region, in the continent and humankind.
E inspiração do nosso povo no continente e não só.
That is why in Namibia,
por isso é que na Namíbia,
we have consciously and proudly declared the sports.
Declaramos conscientemente o desporto e com orgulho.
As a critical sector,
como setor preponderante,
second only to agriculture,
que vem logo a seguir da agricultura,
in our national development agenda,
na nossa agenda nacional de desenvolvimento.
Just as agriculture nourish our bodies,
tal como a agricultura nutre os nossos corpos,
sports nourish our souls,
o desporto nutre a nossa alma,
foster our health lifestyle,
faz com que empodere a nossa saúde e o bem-estar,
and generates immense economic opportunity.
E produz imensas oportunidades.
Globally,
a nível global,
the UN and the African Union,
a União Africana,
have constantly underscored the transformative economic power of sports.
Menciona sempre o poder e a força do desporto.
It is a multi-billionaire dollar industry.
Como a indústria do desporto.
Creating jobs.
Cria emprego.
In infrastructure development.
Desenvolvimento de infraestrutura.
Contribute to tourism.
Contribui para o turismo.
Contribute to manufacturing and the services.
Contribui para a manufaturação e serviços.
When our youth participate,
quando a nossa juventude participa,
when the stadium are filled,
quando estão em campo,
when visitors arrive,
quando as visitas chegam,
we are directly contributing to the gross domestic product, fostering local businesses.
Estaremos a contribuir para o crescimento da produção interna bruta, assim como no negócio e comércio.
And creating a flow effective of prosperity across our communities.
E criamos prosperidade nas nossas comunidades.
Therefore, sports is not merely a leisure activity.
Portanto, o desporto não é apenas uma atividade de lazer.
It is a powerful engine of socio-economic growth.
É um poderoso elemento para o crescimento econômico.
It builds critical infrastructures.
Edifica infraestruturas importantíssimas.
Create new industries.
Cria indústrias.
And ensure a healthier and more productive workforce.
E garante uma força de trabalho mais saudável e mais produtiva.
And a productive workforce is a prerequisite for sustainable development and shared prosperity for all nations.
E uma força de trabalho vibrante permite o crescimento e a prosperidade.
Beyond economics, sports is also important for nation building.
O desporto também é importante para a edificação da nação.
It transcends ethnicity.
Transcende a tenacidade.
Language.
A língua.
And background.
E, digamos, as normas passam.
It unites us under one single flag.
Une-nos numa só bandeira.
Driven by a common purpose.
Guiando para o propósito comum.
We recall with pride.
Reconhecemos, lembramos-nos com
orgulho. Namibian stars.
As estrelas namibianas.
Like Christina Boma.
Como Christina Boma.
Who set Region 5 game alight.
Que manteve os jogos da Região 5 ao vivo.
With her blustering speed before going on to win a historical 200 silver medal at the Olympics.
Que saindo dos jogos da Região 5 conseguiu ir e levar-se para um patamar mais alto, onde ganhou medalha de prata em 200 metros plano.
Keeping most Namibians awake in the early hours of that morning. We did not sleep that day.
Naquele dia, todos os namibianos não dormiram e esperaram pelo resultado desta atleta.
Alongside Christina Boma,
também com Christina Boma,
we are also remembering other luminates from our Region 5 family.
Lembramos-nos de outros líderes passa da Região 5.
Who begin their journey right here.
Que estiveram aqui.
On similar regional platforms.
Em plataformas similares.
Dreaming big and working tirelessly.
Trabalhando arduamente.
You, the young athletes.
Vós, os jovens atletas.
Before me today.
Em frente de mim hoje.
You are the next generation of heroes.
Vós sois a geração próxima dos heróis.
This is your stepping stone.
Esta é a pedra angular.
This is your moment to shine.
Este é o momento vosso para brilhar.
And to inspire.
E para inspirar.
To borrow from one of this game's hashtag.
Portanto, em termos dos jogos,
our young people,
os nossos jovens,
it is harsh more than a game.
Este momento vai para além do jogo, transcende
harsh
o jogo.
On the moment.
Portanto, apoderem-se deste momento.
That is the time for you to do it.
É o tempo, é hora de fazerem.
Also in Namibia,
também na Namíbia,
we celebrate the legendary Frank Frederick.
Celebramos a legenda de Frank Frederick.
Heraldia Johannes.
Elias Johannes.
Johannes Basson.
Johannes Basson.
Jason Juniors.
Jason Juniors.
Ananias Sikongeni.
Ananias Sikongeni.
Lahia Ishitile.
Lahia Ishitile.
And so many others.
E muitos outros.
Who have graced the global stage and won accolades for Namibia at the Olympics and Paralympic Games.
Que levaram-se nos grandes.
Okay, I think the president's message is pretty clear. She goes on for a few more minutes, but the hope you got the gist of what she was saying. Once again, emphasizing the message that she that she led with in throughout her campaign and after she got elected. This is now regarding as sports as more than a leisurely activity. And just the overall importance of sport to the society. I mean, she said it's a cornerstone of nation building even. She went as far as to say. And that how it can contribute to the GDP and so on. And we've spoken at length about the plans that they have for sports in the nation, particularly when it comes to the infrastructure part, the part that you guys love, or that we all, not just you guys, that we all are talking about the most, especially the stadium that she was speaking in, that is the Independence Stadium, for which we hope as a nation, we can only hope that at least by end of July, that construction will begin. But as we always say, time will tell. In terms of actual competition that took place, I mean, now I won't go through every single result that has occurred so far, but I will highlight some key ones. I'll start with football, of course. Our objectively speaking, our favorite sport. The Young Gladiators and the Young Warriors collected 3 points today, with the boys beating Zimbabwe 3-2 in quite an entertaining fixture. They led 2-0 at one point in the first half, and then Zimbabwe came back to make it 2-2, and then we got the winner fairly late in the second half. On the girls' side, they won 1-0 against Zimbabwe as well, with Nancy Labang, the 16-year-old, I still can't believe, 16-year-old getting the Player of the Match award, her second one in a row in as many games at the Under-20 COSAFA Cup that is being played at the Region 5 Youth Games. Prior to that, Namibia's boys lost 1-0 to Angola, and the ladies drew with, that was Malawi. And so, currently in the girls group, Botswana has its two groups of four teams. The top two make it to the semi-final. Botswana has already qualified there in Namibia's group on 6 points. They won both their matches. Namibia is on 4 points. Essentially, if they avoid defeat to Botswana, they are through. On the immense side of things, in Namibia's group is Malawi, Angola, and Zimbabwe. Currently, both Malawi and Angola are on 4 points in first and second, respectively. Namibia is in third on 3 points, and Zimbabwe is all but knocked out. They don't have a chance of making it to the semifinals anymore because they are on 0 points. So, all to play for in Namibia's fixture against Malawi. Essentially, the winner of that goes through. Angola, we anticipate, will beat Zimbabwe, so a must win for Namibia. But you know, as they say, anything can happen in football. And over in the other group, where the giants, that is South Africa, the team that, truthfully speaking, most locals are excited to see. When I say locals, I mean Namibians. Everyone is talking about this team, this under-20 side. They won the 2024 edition of the COSAFA Cup. And they played the team that they played in their first match. They've only played one match so far. But they played Zambia, who were the finalists in the 2024 edition of the under-20 COSAFA Cup, which South Africa won. And so they started their title defense off with a draw, an entertaining draw at that, a 3-3 draw. But as I said, that South African team, the sight to behold. And in fairness, that whole group actually, Zambia put up a good fight. Zambia, as we know, are always a strong side, both men and women, especially in youth football. South Africa, I mean, what more do we need to say? Goes without saying how good they are, both men and women. But to my surprise, perhaps to my ignorance, maybe I should say, is Botswana and Eswatini. They played a fantastic match as well, which Botswana ended up winning, but it was a great match for the neutral. Quality football on display in both matches in Group B. And it was clear to see why there's so much anticipation about this South African team and if they can reclaim their title. On a personal level, after seeing South Africa's under 15 last year, which we spoke about a lot on here, and that sparked a lot of conversation, I'm not shocked by the performance by the level of this under 20 side now as well. Recognize a few faces, actually, in the South Africa team now in particular. Some played in the, if those remember when Mamelodi Sundowns was here, the youth team for the Hopsol tournament that took place earlier this year in February here in Ventu. Saw some players from Sundowns there. There's a few players that play in the academy sides of various Premier League teams over there in South Africa. But changing sports, our swim team, once again, flying the flag high. They've been performing well. Of the 9 medals that we have thus far, I know minimum 2, could be more, I'll double check that in a second. I know minimum 2, the 2 gold medals that we have thus far came from swimming. That was from 18-year-old Oliver Durand. In a second I'll see if we have more, but swimming, once again, representing the nation well, once again dominating in the pool. Now it gets me excited for what we can achieve in the pool on the international stage. See, it seems continentally we're right there with the other powerhouses, obviously being your South Africa's and other nations such as that. But when it comes now to the Youth Olympics, Commonwealth Games, even African Championships, and the various international competitions that they travel to, I think our this crop of swimmers is ready to take the nation by storm. Another medal that we won was in the beach volleyball, where we won the silver medal. The boys team made it to the final, losing out to Zimbabwe. Yeah, Zimbabwe. In the final of beach volleyball. And now when we interviewed the head coach of the beach volleyball side, who coaches both the men and the women, that is Mr. Aloysius Ishitile. One thing that he mentioned, I didn't even push for this angle, but that he felt the need to mention was the centralization of the sport, really. You're saying that it's really only played in Windhoek and maybe obviously Swakop, since there's actual beach there, but the whole team, he said, according to the coach, it's from Windhoek. And it will be interesting to see, actually, to find out what are the characteristics of all the, how many sports? 11 sports at the games? Where in the country all of them are from? one would think that it's somewhat equally spread out in terms of where the athletes are from, but wouldn't shock me if we have a big focus on or a big segment of our athletes being from the capital and Swakopmund. But that remains to be seen. Perhaps I can find that out for you on the next edition of the Eagle Sports Zone. Some other good news for Namibia is our boys table tennis side is through to the final after beating Angola today. And I just learned a few minutes ago that it was the first time actually that we've beaten Angola in table tennis. So, kudos to them. And, we got medals in karate as well. That was, yesterday. I believe it was a silver and a bronze. So kudos to the karate side. Now, there's, of course, athletics will be taking place. That will be beginning tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow. But that will be over in Swakopmund. That is also where the swimming is taking place. All other sports are taking place in the capital. We'll see if I will be able to make it out there, but more than likely I will be covering or staying in the capital to cover what is happening in the capital. And the medals tally is currently being led by, perhaps unsurprisingly, by South Africa, who already after, this was yesterday, because there's no medals that were given out today in any of the sports. So the most up-to-date tally is the one that was released last night, and that was essentially day two of the tournament, really. But after day two of the tournament, South Africa had 24 medals, 9 gold, 9 silver, and 6 bronze. Quite remarkable there by the South Africans, but also not that surprising, really. Don't forget the number in the studio is 0832888401. That's 0832888401. And speaking of surprises, I want to talk about Malawi for a few seconds or for a few minutes. Malawi, as a whole delegation, really, as a whole team, as a whole unit, in terms of off the field, off the court, off the pool, off the track, I would say they've been the stars of the show. Starting with the opening ceremony, they had a unmatched energy. No one could match their energy. They were excited to be there, singing essentially the whole night, singing and dancing, and then carried on into the competitions, where whenever Malawi's playing, you know Malawi's playing without seeing that Malawi's playing because of how loud the crowd is. Which I didn't know about the people of Malawi, even though I've covered a few of their teams now in a few events. But this one in particular, they really brought the energy, the spirit. They're making the tournament even more exciting than it already is. So kudos to the Flames, as they are called. It's been a pleasant surprise to see them be so engaged, be so supportive of one another, regardless of what is happening on the field or on the court. And really, I've learned I've learned a lot because I approached a few of the staff members, even some of the athletes, to say, you know, like, you guys have this energy. Where does it come from? And they said that, no, that's just how they are as a people. And truthfully speaking, I did not know. I still don't know really too much about Malawi as a country. You know, when it comes to their history, politically and socially, all those kind of things. But through sport, I'm now learning about the general personality of Malawians, which has been a great experience. Let's take a quick musical break, and on the other side of the break, we'll see if we can get in touch with our special guest. One of our special guests, as I promised, we have two lined up. But we will be back on the other side of this brief interlude by none other than the Godfather himself. That is Mr. Marley.
Satisfied. True love right now, what's it? Lipura nengeno wapombwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshe fa ya pombwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi kayo loka opone ushe ndife nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa ninge kwata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatuimwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile konderewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear or favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. Trying to get in touch with our guests, but nonetheless, the show will go on. When they come in, they will come in. And we will take it from there. During the Region 5 games, excuse me, there was also a interministerial forum, they called it, on inclusion and sustainability in sports. So this included several ministers from other countries, ministers of sport in particular from other countries. I know the one from Botswana was there. I believe Zimbabwe was there. Eswatini was there as well. But the main premise of the engagement was really to talk about how, not only as a region, as a continent, we can do better in terms of including those that are differently abled in not only sport, but in society as a whole. And remember, as we said, that, wow, I haven't said this in a very long time. It just came to me now. About how sport is a reflection of society. So if differently abled people are not included in sports, it's because they're not included in our wider society. So if we fix that, their inclusion, their participation, their integration in the sporting world, then it'll either be a reflection of it happening in the outside society, or it'll be a catalyst for it to happen in the outside society. And if you recall, many months ago now, when we had the Namibia's only para triathletes on here, and they were speaking about their challenges, how, you know all these marathons that you, it seems like there's a marathon every 2 weeks now in Namibia, which is a positive, of course. But when we had them in studio, they sort of, they pointed out to me something I didn't even think about, which goes to the inclusion conversation. I didn't even, it never crossed my mind to think about this, but I've never seen a para division at any of our marathons, which was the point of the gentleman that we had in the studio, is that they don't even have the opportunity to compete if they will take part if they wanted to, whether that's have their own para division or just have some sort of accommodation for them to participate in the marathon. So it's things like that that were being discussed at this forum, and as well, of course, as sustainability when it comes to energy use, and not only sustainability in the environmental sense, but sustainability in the sense of the lifespan of the athlete. So we don't want to just produce athletes that are great for 2 years, great for 3 years, great for 5 years, if they're lucky, great for 10 years even. And then after that, nothing, zero. We don't hear from them. Or if we do hear from them, it's always a scandal. If we do hear from them, it's always a negative story about how perhaps they're struggling in every way, shape or form, or just any kind of controversy. But this forum was dedicated to finding and implementing ways in which the continent does a better job at empowering its athletes to have sustainable, long-lasting, not just careers, but lives, you know? One of the most sustainable that I can think of in a Namibian context, for sure, is Frankie Fredericks. I mean, there isn't much to say there. Olympic medalist, and still in his, I don't know how old he is now, but in his age today, still impactful, still contributing to society. But it all started with sports, or with athletics in particular in his case. That built the foundation, and he got support obviously from various sectors. He went to school abroad, things like that. But he easily could have been a case where he was once at the peak. Let's say after the, which Olympics was Frankie Fredericks? 92, Barcelona, and after Barcelona was Sydney? Either way, let's say after his Olympic reign, that he never contributed again. It would have just been a story of the past. We don't see him anymore. We don't feel his contributions. But because he managed to have a sustainable career and build sustainable habits, we still feel the impact of Frankie Fredericks today. And 96 was Atlanta, not Sydney. Sydney was after that. And the line in the studio is 0832-888-401, 0832-888-401. We'll try once more to get in touch with our guests of the evening, who I don't want to reveal yet. But before I go on a musical break, I do want us to listen to Continental Icon, really.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the
eye.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. As I said, we will listen to one of our continental greats. That is Kotso Mokoena, who I caught up with at the Interministerial Forum on Inclusion and Sustainability, meant for ministers of education, health, and sport. You know, when I saw Kotso, you know when you see someone, but you don't know where you know them from? That's what it was like this afternoon when I encountered him. Cause I had seen him many times on TV before. Face definitely recognizable, but I couldn't put a name to the face until someone beside me mentioned who he was. And then it all came back to me. I remember him. He did long jump for those that don't know. He's been to 4 Olympics. He's silver medaled at the Olympics. He's a world champion, African champion, long list of accolades, but he as well was at this forum, and this is what he had to say about the situation.
I'm loving Namibia. Namibia is like my second home now. I remember coming here to the school games a long time ago when I was still in school, you know, and it's just been a fantastic experience. And now that we're here for these youth games, it's just so exciting to see athletes doing so well. Also, the athletes are so excited to be here. This just shows that the sporting movement is just growing every year.
Now, talk to us about this inclusion and sustainability conference. Why is this an important thing for our region and continent as a whole?
It's very important. When we speak about sustainability, it's not just the environment sustainability, but also the athlete sustainability. How do we sustain athletes going forward? How do we sustain them for when they stop competing so they can also come back and plow back into the game? For me, that is sustainability.
Yeah. And speaking of now of Team South Africa in particular, what are you looking to see from them in the games this year?
So far, so good. I think the youngsters are really hungry to do well. But obviously, it's also about experience. You know, we don't want to pressurize the young people. Go out there, win. But we want to say, go out there, do the best that you can. Look at the improvements. Create friendships. Yeah? Create long-lasting friendships. And I think that's what's been happening.
That was Kotso Mokoena, speaking to Eagle FM, giving us his thoughts on the whole inclusion and sustainability aspect of sport. Okay, we will again try to reach, see where our guest is. We'll be back on the other side of this.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Great news.
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother,
like,
dig it.
Stop right on.
there's too many of you to cry. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you die. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on? Simply cause our hair is long. Oh, you know we've got to find a way. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, 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 oh. Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can't see what's going on.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. The time is now 26 minutes past the hour of 7 p.m. We'll be with you until the hour of 8 p.m. To remember, if you'd like to call into the studio, the line in the number is 0832-888-401. That's 0832-888-401. If you'd like to call in, chime in with your contributions, with your questions, with your thoughts, with your opinions. You know, I've painted a very good, a very positive picture of the Region 5 games. But I'm sure, as always, someone might have a differing opinion. So call in. If you do have a different opinion, tell us why. You may or may not have a differing opinion. And one of the guests that I was meant to speak to today was one of the many, let's say hundreds, I almost said thousands, let's say one of the many hundreds of volunteers that had to be deployed or employed, whichever word you want to use, for the Region 5 games here in Windhoek and, of course, Swakopmund. And this individual actually is part of the accreditation committee, delegation, whatever the groups are called. This person was handling the accreditation, and as someone who had to collect an accreditation, I can say that it was definitely not as easy as it might sound on paper. You know, considering every single person needs an accreditation, including the athletes, media, of course, coaches, officials. If you don't have one, you're going to be treated as a fan. And fans only have access to certain parts. Yes, they can come in for free, but their movement is restricted to certain areas. And so I can attest that the process for accreditation wasn't entirely as straightforward as one might think. Again, considering that thousands of these accreditations had to be made, probably close to the 5,000 mark had to be made in how long it took that, I don't know. I would assume several weeks. I would hope they were working at it for several weeks. But the reason I wanted to talk to this individual was because of the ripple effects, or the multiplier effect, as they like to say in economics, that hosting such an event has. Of course, these people are being paid in one way or another. The amount, I don't know. I don't think we will be privy to that information unless it's through, you know, like a first-hand account. But I don't think the organizing committee is going to publicize that amount. Either way, I know they're not doing this work for free, even though it's under the banner volunteer. But I will be back on the other side of this.
Love a bargain? Then get all your essential products for just 599 Namibian dollars only, and you save. 5 kilogram nice rice, 10 kilograms of Champion Super Maize meal, 10 kilogram bag of Marathon white sugar, 10 kilogram bag of Bokomo Fed cooked flour, 500 gram grande pasta, and pay just 599 Namibian dollars. Only up to Sunday, the 7th of July. You save, I save, yes, we all save at You Save.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with...
Okay, welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a fantastic news for you. Our special guest, not even the one I was talking about before the commercial break.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the I.
All right, Mr. Motoya, can you still hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are now joined by the CEO of the African Union Support Council, that is Mr. Stanley Motoya. Thank you very much for your time. How are you doing this evening?
Very well, thank you, and good evening to all the listeners at home, and good evening to Namibia.
Yes, and we have you on today to talk about the Region 5 games, but before we get into that, if you can, please just give us a brief breakdown of your career and what led you to this great position of the CEO of the Region 5.
Yeah, it's been a very long journey. You know, originally I trained as a teacher, and I always say to people I trained for 4 years as a teacher and I only taught for 2 terms, so I still miss the classroom. I specialize in physical education.
Mm-hmm.
And I then was asked to go and serve in the Ministry of Sport to be what in our country they used to call peripatetic teachers. These are teachers who would be training other teachers in physical education and sport.
Mm-hmm.
So from there, I then joined the Sports Commission as one of the provincial coordinators and responsible for pushing and driving grassroots sport and mm-hmm. development.
Mm-hmm.
From the Sports Commission, I went to the private sector and then came back as the manager of operations and business development at the Zimbabwe Olympic Committee.
Okay.
Where I rose to the position of chief executive officer. That's when I then joined at the time it was called the Supreme Council for Sports in Africa Zone 6, which mm-hmm. is now the African Union Sports Council Region 5. As a general manager and rose to the position of CEO in 2016.
Okay, a very distinguished career.
Yeah, it's been a long road. I mean, the young people today, they'll say it's been a minute.
Exactly. And so, as chairman of the regional organizing committee, you've been able to witness Namibia preparing for these games essentially from day one. So, if you can give the listeners some insight into the collective effort it took from day one to get to where we are now today with the games happening.
Yes, it has been a very intense process, and from day one, where we were working as the Siamese twins between ourselves and the LOC. I mean, the structure of our game is such that we have what we call the regional organizing committee. Mm-hmm. In short, that's why we call it ROC. And the ROC then works with the local organizing committee, which is called LOC or LOC, as people would love to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have at the regional organizing committee level in structure, we have positions that mirror some of the positions that are in the heads of clusters at the LOC.
Yeah.
Only that at the regional organizing committee, we then have someone that superintends over two or three clusters, because at LOC there are 17 clusters. But then you find that there's a drop level, for example. The one that's responsible for protocol is also responsible for accreditation, security and protocol. So because these are related portfolios. So we've been working very closely with the LOC. Of course, it's been from planning to execution, where we had to ensure that we had periodic meetings and long hours of meetings. I mean, the listeners at home would want to know that the men and women that you see who have delivered these games or are delivering these games have not had sleepless nights for quite a number of months, noting as well that Namibia had just about 6 months to prepare these games, which are ordinarily prepared over a 36-month period.
Okay.
So we had a lot of long meetings from a planning execution as well and evaluation in that regard.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's been a long journey, but we are very grateful to the government and the people of Namibia, particularly from the head of state and the cabinet and parliament for all supporting that these games be delivered. And listeners at home might want to know that these games were originally scheduled for Mozambique, but when Mozambique encountered a few difficulties, they requested to swap, with Namibia, and that is how we find ourselves here.
And just out of curiosity, the local organizing committee obviously changes as the countries that are hosting the games, but does the regional committee, is that always the same one for each games?
Yeah, well, largely I wouldn't say the same, because we try to also develop talent from the host countries. So you find that from each and every LOC, we pick up a couple of people that would have gained enough experience to elevate them now to have a helicopter view of the games and be able to share the experiences that they would have had when they hosted the games themselves. So while we do maintain likely the regional organizing committee, we also try to gradually infuse sort of a knowledge transfer and build capacity and train and mentor the people that are hosting the games.
Yeah.
And it also gives almost like a peer-to-peer kind of knowledge transfer with the new hosting country, because then we'll have people who have immediately hosted the games on the ground as LOC who can share their experiences. So by and large, it remains stable, but we try to rotate as much as possible and bring in some people who have gained experience that is more, if I call it, from a recent point of view, the people that we have also suggested the previous games, and they've known the fundamentals and cross-cutting issues that relate to the games almost like contemporary.
Okay, makes sense. So in your view, how is Namibia doing in terms of hosting the games thus far?
I think Namibia has done exceptionally well, trust me, and under the circumstances that I'm saying, they've had just almost less than 6 months to organize these games, and they've done exceptionally well, they've put up an amazing experience. You know, they always say in English, every cloud is with a silver lining. So some of the operational technicalities and teething problems that we always find are peculiar to every games. I mean, it doesn't matter at what level, whether it's at a global level or continental level, you face one or two things, but the ability of the people to ensure that they step in and create efficiencies is what I want to commend and salute Namibia so much for it. So we are very happy with the application by Namibia, right from the top, where from the very top, from Her Excellency to down to the what you would call perhaps the smallest of units in our country.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of support. I mean, we've been to the coast and we've seen people excited, we've seen people supportive, the municipality, the governor, the city authorities, the hotels. Everybody has made it, clear that they're willing and able to support the game. So we are very, very humbled as Region 5 that we've been able to reach this far.
Yes, that's great to hear. And, today, at the Interministerial Forum, our sports minister, Ms. Senesi Enkam, spoke about how the time for speeches from our various leaders is over and it's now time for implementation. From a Region 5 perspective, what are some of the initiatives or plans that the residents of the region can anticipate to be implemented in the next, let's say, 18 or so months?
A lot of them are already being implemented already. And Region 5, we've got a mantra that says, we don't follow standards, we set them.
Mm-hmm.
That's who we are. And so we move from intention to action. If you recall, these games, we're calling them inclusive games.
Mm-hmm.
We're running a campaign, we're calling it the Making Noise campaign. That's a campaign that you saw Deputy Minister Dino Balotti racing with Lahia Aishitile during the open ceremony
yeah.
to try and promote inclusion and create a story that inclusion is not about charity.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that is coming out of intention. We have been echoed as well. I mean, as I'm speaking to you now, probably the listeners at home can hear, I'm still breathing very heavily. I just came out of the games, a match that we were playing between our honorable ministers and the Special Olympics community to try and promote inclusion. So we were moving from there. And we also have been addressing issues of sustainability. And as I speak to you right now, Namibia is a proud owner of 4 air quality monitors, three of them here in Windhoek and one in Swakopmund.
Okay.
And that's a legacy that we have moved from intention when we made an intention last year to action itself, that we need to ensure that the city itself, by the time we leave the city, is able to measure carbon footprint, is able to check the quality of air that its residents are breathing, and be able to trace what kind of pollutants are the residents exposed to. And you know, we should be seeing a reduction, for example, in respiratory complications and illnesses, because the city will be able now to check even the trends and when the highest pollutions are experienced and so on. Over and above that, we intended to make these sustainable and green gains,
mm-hmm.
and we made an intention to plant 25 million trees
mm-hmm.
As a collective, with a target for every country to plant 2.5 million trees. So we already have all our countries at various levels, and right now I know some countries needing over 1 million trees, and changes are going on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's proving that we are moving from just talk, from the boardroom to the workroom, and getting things done. So we support what our chair has said, that it's no longer time for nice speeches and beautiful eulogies that people love to have in workshops and forums and symposia.
Yes.
It's time to allow us to make our hands dirty, and that is what Region 5 is all about. We are here, we are intentional, but also we are very, very focused to ensuring that we measure our impact, we check what has happened.
Mm-hmm.
Your listeners at home might want to know that these games have changed lives.
Mm-hmm.
So those that were at the stadium would have seen some of the legends that came out of these games.
Yeah.
And you might identify with the likes of Christine Boma, who just recently, 2020 was winning a silver medal in Japan
mm-hmm.
at the Olympic Games after having competed in these games in Gaborone in 2018.
Yeah.
And the list is endless. So there's a lot of impact that these games have brought,
mm-hmm.
Whether it's infrastructure, whether it's capacity building, building a human capital,
mm-hmm.
which is something that the minister is talking about. Let's sustain that. Let's continue to deliver. Let's continue to provide tangible solutions that are able to improve the lives and livelihoods of our people.
Yes, most definitely. And I just want to ask about the air filters that you mentioned at the top of your answer. Are those is that something that each host nation acquires once they host the games? Are they courtesy of the council, or how do those come about?
Yeah, so Region 5 is with the partnership with the Stellenbosch Environmental Institute.
Okay.
And through that, we are very intentional to try and assist countries.
Mm-hmm.
Because our role is to help countries, is to step in and support and be able to contribute. And therefore, you find that because of our partnership, we have created benefits that are accrued to the host country. So Namibia does not have to pay anything.
Okay.
It's actually an extension of the legacy from Region 5
mm-hmm.
through our partnership with the Stockholm Environmental Institute.
Okay.
And the only thing that Namibia is then providing there is the internet and the power
mm-hmm.
that will power those monitors that are there. So it's a donation. I don't want to call it a donation. It's a contribution.
Use
that word.
Yeah.
By Region 5 to our member countries. Because our business, if you look at our mission, is to serve our members and stakeholders. We're a service organization.
Mm-hmm.
So part of it is for us to serve the organization and the members. Like I said earlier, serving them through capital development, through other interventions. And that's not all. We will be distributing 4 3x3 basketball floors and scoreboards to 4 countries, to Namibia, to South Africa, Zambia,
mm-hmm.
as well as to Eswatini. Again, as an initiative of the partnership between FIFA Africa and Region 5. we're trying to make life easy for our member countries. We're trying to contribute and make sport move away from being a consumptive industry to being a productive industry. We want sport to move into, to move out of the rhetoric of just saying sport is a business. We want to see the business happening.
Exactly.
So we're moving, like what Honorable Minister was saying,
mm-hmm.
From intention, and you'll be seeing, I would say to the listeners at home there, watch this space. Region 5 will be introducing a factory. We're having a label, an R5 label that we are entering into the apparel industry
mm-hmm.
because we want to ensure that we promote local brands and create jobs for our people. If you look at the infrastructure in Namibia right now, whether refurbished or otherwise, there's a lot of jobs that have been created. And downstream, supply chain
mm-hmm.
that has also benefited from these games, whether it's small-scale enterprises, whether it's volunteers, whether it's contractors that have been involved in providing a service, whether it's apparel, suppliers, broadcasters, so there's a lot that comes out of the ecosystem of these games.
Yeah.
And that's why you see now Region 5, gaining that global, interest, for the forum that we had today. You might have seen that we've had speakers from as far as the US,
yes.
from Germany, from, from the UK, from Africa, North, Central, East and South.
Yes.
Which is showing the kind of interest that, and the networks that Region 5 has been able to deliver. So we are very proud. I mean, look, we don't think that we've arrived. We don't want to celebrate mediocrity,
mm-hmm.
but we think that we are on the right track. We just need to increase the pace and create more networks so that ultimately we move away from just filling up stadiums and getting medals and still getting our athletes living the same conditions that they had before they won the medals. We want to change lives. We want to create jobs. We want to ensure that we directly contribute as an industry to the transformational power of our economies.
100%. That's very, very, very encouraging to hear. Personally speaking, I have learned a lot about the people of Malawi as a result of the Region 5 games. Before that, I, haven't really encountered too many people from Malawi, and something that's been very apparent to me is their collective energy and high spirit. And I wanted to know, is there anything that you maybe have learned or that has caught you by surprise from these particular games?
You know, every game is a learning classroom for me. You get to a country and you begin to learn a lot of things from a cultural, the tapestry of the country's cultural fabric, to the ways of doing business, to the knowledge bank, that you find, the skill set. There's a whole lot of things that you always learn. And here,
mm-hmm.
I've learned, the role of government in supporting the ecosystem of sport. When you look at, from the president, the intentional decision to make sport second in priority
mm-hmm.
In NDP 6 and in the priorities of government, yeah, I've learned quite a lot, and ensuring, seeing how at that level, you see leaders that are able to come and stay in an opening ceremony in spite of the weather. Her Excellency was there the entire opening ceremony. So we've learned quite, the issue of government goodwill and the power of government goodwill
mm-hmm.
in running sports. So every time I get to games, I learn a lot. And here I learned the power of our political leaders
mm-hmm.
Providing that government goodwill that is required in sports.
Most definitely. And Region 5 has produced, a number of international sporting icons, some of which you mentioned earlier, over the last few years. But in your view, what is Region 5's most unique characteristic compared to the other regions in the continent?
One of the things that you find in Region 5 is that we have a very supportive political and governance system.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at our ministers in this forum, all our ministers were in this forum and they attended the forum and ensured that they rendered support. And there's that, what you will not find. And I'm not saying it in a bad way.
Yeah.
But you will not find the kind of commitment that you find in Region 5.
Mm-hmm.
Region 5 gets to a point of those that do not comply, there are compliance consequences.
Mm-hmm.
So people are bound by collective responsibility. And you won't find that anywhere else. Mm-hmm. Here, when the ministers agree on a particular element and other countries do not comply, there's consequences, there's penalties to that. And you won't find that in other countries. People start bringing in their sovereignty card and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But here, we are collectively bound by our governance system. You also find that Region 5 has got policies, a strong governance architecture, provides direction.
Yes.
Like now, I'm going to the showgrounds where there's volleyball, and you find that you see ministers there, even in this time of the day.
Yeah.
That is what is unique about Region 5. Region 5 ministers attend meetings, they attend conferences, they make decisions, they stand by their decisions. And you won't find that in any other region. And that's what makes us unique as a region. So that intentional commitment is what, even in the forum today, the African Union was commending.
Mm-hmm.
They are quite inspired by how Region 5 is structured. And we are being used as a blueprint now as Region 5 to sort of cascade and replicate the structure, the systems, the programs that we have in the other four regions.
Yes, most definitely. I think it's something that we as residents of the region take for granted a little bit. As you mentioned, what we have is not standard on the rest of the continent. And okay, the last question I have for you this evening is that you've been the CEO of the AUSC Region 5 for almost a decade now. What would you say has been your proudest moment during your tenure?
Everything has been a proud moment for me. You know, I can't pick one. I mean, there's a lot that has happened over these years. Over the last years, we've seen the Region 5 games grow. And I can tell you that out of the 12 sport codes that we have,
mm-hmm.
9 of them are qualifiers for either African or world championships.
Mm.
And that's an amazing, you know, that's a massive development.
Definitely.
That you find. We've influenced the rehabilitation of infrastructure and construction of new infrastructure. When I look back in Zambia and I see the Olympic Youth Development Center swimming pool that is there,
mm-hmm.
I look at Nasdaq, and there is a multi sport complex there. There is a tennis court and the netball course that we facilitated for the establishment there. I look at Nkoloma Stadium,
yeah.
and see the first thing that happened there. I look at the University of Zambia, UNZA, and how the hostels were refurbished to a totally almost new, brand new facilities.
Yes.
My heart, you know, is warmed. When I go on to Zimbabwe and I look at Babafuna Stadium, and getting fiber optic into Bulawayo, and the swimming pool that was there, did not have a warm-up pool and facilitated that there was a warm-up pool and heating system being upgraded there.
Mm-hmm.
The White City Stadium athletic start and track being established there, and a whole lot of other non-sport infrastructure, roads, lighting, transport system improved. When I move on to Angola and I look at the amount of excitement that was created even from the public and private sector support sport. When I come to Botswana, and I look at at the amount of investment that was made by government there in 2018, in Maseru, Lesotho in 2020, I'm really, really, whenever I reflect, you know, I feel a lump in my throat, because we had to facilitate the refurbishment and reactivation of the Rapokolana swimming pool. And there was a road, 13 kilometers, which was impassable at the time. And people of Rapokolana were finding it difficult to sell their wares into Maseru. And mm-hmm. as I speak to you right now, we left at 13, you know, a 12 millimeter gravel road that opened up the entire business sector of Maseru. And people could now take their wares to Maseru.
Mm-hmm.
There was an amazing swimming pool facilities that were upgraded. And it's amazing when you look back like that. You go to Malawi. There is an entire whole swimming pool that are there. You look into the Griffin Center indoor hall, the tennis courts that are there, the basketball courts that we established. There's a lot of development. And then a number of technical officials that went on to be appointed at the continental and international level to be officiating as coaches,
yes.
as technical officials. That's why I'm saying I don't have one proud moment. I look at the athletes, I look at the program that we've had.
Yes.
We have developed the podium defense program, the management development program, the women leadership program. We have developed amazing programs that have gone on to be, acclaimed by international organizations. As I'm speaking to you right now, the IOC is working with us to develop a regional safeguarding hub. Mm-hmm. And we are only two regions in the whole world with the Oceania region. That, to me, when I look back, I say this region is intentional, and only the sky is the limit for this region.
Most definitely. And that's also what our president was saying at the opening ceremony of sport being a catalyst for, well, not only nation building, in this case, regional building as well.
Indeed, indeed. And there's a lot of solidarity. You know, what the culture we have created in this region is that if a country is hosting games and for example, you find that, you know, facilities are not like a loaf of bread where you go into a supermarket and buy. Mm-hmm. You order and they manufacture according to the order. So when a country orders any equipment and, you know, we have this relationship that we support each other. Even technical officials, that some of them that attend the games, for every sport court, we ask the country to bring and transport two technical officials, which is part of the solidarity that we talk about. We are not talking of just academic solidarity. We're talking of practical solidarity that is practiced in the region. So there's a culture that we have developed here, a culture of solidarity, unity of purpose, mm-hmm. that exists. And that is what the president was talking about, and we're seeing it happening. And our minister, the Council of Ministers Chair, is also very, very unequivocal on the need to build synergies and create networks amongst ourselves. Before we talk about the South-South partnerships, we want to have bilaterals amongst ourselves.
Yeah.
There's a lot of resources. You know, we just want to look at who has got the best, where does our greatest potential lie, and what is each of our member countries good at. Mm-hmm. Then we start here. I was talking to the Prime Minister earlier today, and I was sharing and saying, by us getting a player or athlete applying their trade outside the country.
Mr. Matoya, let me just quickly stop you there for a commercial break, sorry.
Okay.
Super bargains await you at USave, where you pay for the product and not the brand. Pay only $34.99 Namibian dollars for 8 Twin Saver single ply toilet rolls, $26.99 for 350 milliliter palm olive shampoo, $49.99 Namibian dollars for a 2 kilogram bag of Surf washing powder, 800 grams Ree Coffee instant coffee costs $139.99 at USave, and a 2 liter Tussenburg red wine for just $89.99 Namibian dollars. You save, we all save at USave.
Taking flights has never been easier. Paratus is introducing SkyFi Inter.
Okay, Mr. Matoya, are you still there with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, you were saying?
Yeah, no, I was talking about the discussion I had with the Right Honourable Prime Minister about, for example, if we just take one athlete who is playing their trade outside the country,
mm-hmm.
it might give us excitement that the player who is playing, for example, in the Premier League, was an athlete is competing there. But the reality is that just one athlete that we take outside the country, we have already exported the job of a coach, the job of a masseur, the job of a psychologist, the job of a nutritionist, a whole lot of jobs that we have already exported just by one athlete.
100%.
So we need to invest in our own. We need to have our athletes playing their trade here. We need to learn how do we motivate. I mean, how do we create, incentives, motivation, salaries, allowances, conditions that ensure that our athletes stay at home, mm-hmm. and they don't go and compete and assume their careers elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fact to the listeners at home that you find an athlete who lives here for 18 years. Or 17 years living in Africa,
yeah.
they are then taken to a high performance center in Europe, in the West or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
For 18 years, they were eating pap and beef here, and they're living in family.
Yeah.
A support system. Now they are going to Europe. There's no family support system. The weather is different. They are eating now pasta. So already you start seeing that even their performance, dips. Yeah. One time I was asking one of the coaches, and I said, do you think Brazil is going to coach you so that you can beat them at the World Cup? It's not possible.
Exactly.
So why don't we create our own coaching licensing programs here as Africa?
Mm-hmm.
Why doesn't Africa create their own standards? Why should standards come from elsewhere and not from Africa?
Exactly.
That is what Region 5 is now doing. That's why we say we don't follow standards. We set them.
100%. Very, very happy to hear you say that. Is there, before I let you go, is there any last words you'd like to leave with the listeners this evening?
I want to say to the listeners, thank you so much for supporting the Region 5 Games. I'm inviting you again to the closing ceremony on Sunday the 13th. I know that the temperatures are low, but let's do this for Namibia. Let's do this for Africa. And let's do this for our young people. Let them know that we value them. And so I'm inviting you already even from now. And I want to thank also the government of Namibia and say thank you to all the leaders. I salute you from Your Excellency and the entire cabinet and parliament. Our minister, who is also the council of ministers chairperson, the deputy minister, Dino Baloto, has been very, very graciously and humbly participating in our Making Noise campaign. You know, he coming down from his position of a minister and introducing himself to such levels of being, you know, one of the athletes. So we are very grateful. And I want to say that as I leave Namibia, as I get on the flight on Monday the 14th, my heart is warmed by the kind of support that I've seen here in Namibia. I want to say to you all, keep on keeping on. Africa has arrived, Africa is here, and Africa has a lot to offer to the world.
Most definitely. Thank you very much for your time this evening, Mr. Mutoya.
Thank you so much, and good evening to all the listeners at home.
Thank you.
Yes, that was the CEO of the African Union Sport Council, Mr. Stanley Mutoya, giving us his time there and his thoughts on the Region 5 Youth Games being hosted in Windhoek. He had many positive things to say. And on the other side of this, we'll wrap up on what he had to say and take it from there.
Taking flights has never been easier. Paratus is introducing SkyFi internet packages with speeds that will have you reaching for your seatbelts. Starting from $500, excluding VAT, per month, with speeds reaching up to 10 megabits per second. There's even a prepaid option where you can top up your SkyFi internet for just $15 per gigabyte. No contracts, no fuss. Visit your nearest Paratus branch to find out more. Or go to paratus.africa/Namibia to sign up online. Always
prepare, Paratus. Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. I am your host, Hendy, for the evening. The number in the studio is 0832-888-401 if you'd like to chime in before I sign off for the evening. If you'd like to chime in with any comments or opinions on what we just heard from the CEO of Region of AUSC Region 5, Stanley Mutoya, regarding the games, regarding the region. From my side, I was encouraged and excited to hear him talk about the as he labeled it, the downstream effects of the games or the plans that they have on the region as a whole. You know, when it comes to manufacturing apparel and things like that, this is what we mean when the term commercializing sport comes up, as he referenced as well. So, I came through with my promise at the top of the show that we will have a special guest. A special guest we did have indeed. So, thank you once again to Stanley Mutoya, CEO of Region 5. And the chairman of the regional organizing committee for giving us the time to this evening on Eagle FM. The number in the studio is 0832-888-401. On the other side of this, I will be signing off and seeing you once again next week. Thank you.
It was the 3rd of September. That day I'll always remember. Yes, I will. Cause that was the day that my daddy died. I never got a chance to see him. Never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you. Tell me the truth. Mama just hung her head and said, son, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. All he left us was a long home. Oh, Papa was a rolling stone, my son, yeah. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. All he left us was a long home. Hey, Mama, is it true what you say that Papa never worked a day in his life?
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching. Talked about saving souls and all the time leeching. Dealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just hung her head and said, Papa was a rolling stone, my son. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. Young man in life, all he left was alone. Hey, Papa was a rolling stone, that gummy. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. Young man in life, all he left.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. Was another a great edition of the Eagle Sports Zone. As always, I'm your host, Hendy, for the evening. And don't forget, tomorrow is the Villager Monday, meaning that if you haven't subscribed, to be receiving a free, cost you $0 and zero Namibian cents, a free edition of the Villager e-paper. If you're not receiving it yet, simply send a WhatsApp message, once again, a WhatsApp message to the following number. That is 081-200-4144. That is 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the number as a contact and you will be receiving the Villager every Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Include your email address as well if you'd like to receive it via email. But that is it from me this evening. I will see you guys same time, same place, same network, same frequency next Sunday, 8 p.m. at or on the Eagle Sports Zone.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?